Okay.
We're here.
We are.
Indeed.
It's the Brunch Time Podcast. Welcome to it. It's brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb. Happy to have them as a wonderful sponsor and happy to be talking to you for this podcast.
And brunching.
And brunching. Absolutely. So grab the mimosas, slice up the bananas.
Do you like fruit plate? Like your classic mimosa, or do you like to jazz it up with another kind of juice?
I didn't know there was any other kind of mimosa.
What you talking about? You can do that with like cranberry juice, or maybe like the orange with a splash of cranberry.
That's not a mimosa then.
I've heard it done with grapefruit. What else? There's some
gross.
Other. Yeah, I've been to restaurants before. When you go to some of these fancy brunch places, every now and then they're like, ooh, we're changing it up and we're going to try this juice today. And you're like, all right, well, I kind of got to try that now.
Don't tarnish a good thing. It's a simple combination, champagne and a little bit of orange juice. Or vice versa, if you want to do a little bit of champagne. I like to do lots of champagne and a splash of orange.
Yep, that's how you do it. That's how you do it right.
Put it in a big gulp. But, you know, I think we've talked about this, maybe not on the podcast, but I think on the show, by the way, the morning show with Johnny and Stephanie. You can always catch it weekday mornings from 6 until 10 on 98.3 The Coast. Shameless plug. when we were kids, did you get an allowance? I can't remember. Did we talk about you getting an allowance
for doing chores? We did talk about it on the show, but not really. Every now and then, maybe I would get like a dollar, but we would get more so like when we got a computer in our house. It'd be like, okay, you get time to go on the computer.
Those times, yeah.
Or, you know, time to do something fun like that. Or here's some ice cream.
Some sort of reward that wasn't money. But a new survey by Rooster Money says that 73% of parents pay their children some sort of weekly allowance. And so how much would you say would be the average weekly allowance for a kid these days?
These days? First of all, what are these kids doing to get this allowance?
I'll get to that in a little bit. They're doing some chores. Some maybe just allowance just because.
I don't know, like $10?
$20? Yeah, that's about right.
Okay, I was going to say 20 would be balling, but I don't know.
Yeah, the average weekly allowance for kids is about $8.24, with children older than 14 getting an average of $11 a week.
Wow. We didn't get, my parents just, I mean, because my parents were like, well, we didn't get allowance, so, you know.
Yeah, like, we didn't get allowance when I was a kid.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't, like, you're a member of the family, you're going to be living in the house, so it's basically you just participating to help with the chores because you're there. And because it's like my parents were like, well, we have to do the stuff regardless.
Right. You don't
want to
live
paying
us. You don't want to live in filth.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not good. Here are some of the things. And somehow in this survey, I don't know if they were asking the kids or the parents, but these are some of the chores and what they're actually worth, according to them.
All right.
So washing the car, $5.76.
Okay. I always enjoyed washing the car. I still do.
It was easy.
Yeah.
You know, it was, you know, you scrub, you get the right brushes, the buckets, all that stuff. You especially if a couple of your siblings to help you out. It's a quick job.
Except for when we always had a van. So then that was a little bit more challenging because I'm like, I can't reach the roof even by stepping inside. Like my car right now, it's no problem. I can like wash that in 10 minutes tops.
Absolutely. gardening, a little cheaper, $2.55. To me, gardening is harder.
Yeah.
You got to get on your hands and knees. You got to get dirty. You got to be doing some digging, all kinds of different things.
For sure.
Moving the wheelbarrow around.
Mm-hmm.
But $2.55. Now, cleaning windows.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I hate doing.
Okay.
At least the outside of the windows. The inside of the window is not bad, but the outside's not so fun. $2.42.
Wait, why are these physical labor jobs more than? Well, I mean, I know car washing is physical labor.
Yeah, it's physical labor, and you're probably gonna you know get your shirt messy.
But some of these other ones, like if you're doing those outside windows and you're doing a lot of them, you probably have to get it on a ladder or something.
Oh yeah,
and you have to scrub because you're dealing with all of the, you know, outside weathering of all that nonsense, and you have to like scrub it because sometimes it doesn't come off right away either.
I would sometimes have to. We had one of those antennas on the side of our house that had a ladder, so that's how I would sneak up to my bedroom because it was on the second level.
Okay,
climb through the window.
Up, like, but you'd sneak out. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But what we would have to do sometimes is go up on that and clean the windows on the second level on a slanted roof.
That does not seem safe.
Eh, it's fine.
How old were you?
My brother was there to catch me at the bottom, just because. Another one, vacuuming, $1.75.
Okay. I feel like vacuuming could be a little bit more, especially if you take the time to actually move things out of the way and get under certain areas.
Walking the dog, which, you know, that I'm sure you trade off with other siblings for that, $1.70.
If you sign up to be part of like Rover or WAG, you get at least $20 a walk.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there a distance that you have to cover on the walk?
They usually say 20 to 30 minute walk.
Oh, geez.
That's
a long walk.
Right? So these kids are getting gypped.
So this survey from Rooster Money talking about 73% of parents pay their children for some sort of weekly allowance. They came up with what these certain chores cost. Another one, dusting, mopping, and cleaning the bathroom. Another $1.70 for you.
Cleaning the bathroom, that should be worth way more money than cleaning the car. You don't, like, after you clean the car, you're like, I'm kind of dirty, but it's okay. It wasn't that bad. Cleaning the bathroom, you're like, ugh.
Now, if you would have gotten an allowance, what would be the things you would save your money for? You probably saved all your money for, like, birthday gifts and things like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Because, like, when I started working as a caddy, I would just basically start putting my money away because at like 13 years old, I didn't know what to do with my money. So at that time, we'd probably be saving it in general for the future or like going to the movies with friends, going out for ice cream, all that kind of stuff.
Well, they came up with the top five things that kids save for nowadays, and books, dolls, Nintendo Switch, Legos, and phones.
Dang.
Phones is number one.
Thinking back, I didn't really remember saving up for any kind of technology because we were just, you know, in the middle of the 90s ultimately when we were growing up, and you weren't really saving to buy a phone or a fancy computer at that time.
I remember saving up for my first MP3 player.
Oh, yeah.
256 megabytes you could fit on there.
How much did that cost? Do you remember?
Oh, man. I got it on Black Friday.
Okay.
So, and I think it could hold all of about 40 songs, 50 songs on there.
Okay.
If I did it right. And I probably paid like $40-$50 for it.
Nice.
So it wasn't too bad, but it wasn't anything special. It wasn't like an iPod or anything like that.
No,
it was just like pre-iPod.
I remember when the first kid got the MP3 player on the bus in junior high, and we were like, whoa, I'm still sitting
here. What is that thing?
I'm sitting there with my Discman. I'm like, oh, mine keeps skipping.
No, you got to have the anti-shock.
yeah, I didn't
have
it yet.
The anti-shock switch. You had to pay extra for that thing.
You did, yeah.
The anti-shock, man. And it was so great because you would flip that switch and you'd shake your CD player and it wouldn't
just to
skip.
See. Oh, man, I think I still have a Discman somewhere, and I kind of want to see if it works, and if it does, I'll have to bring it in.
Absolutely. First, then we have to find some CDs.
Oh, they're in my car. I'm old school. My car still has my CD player in there.
Oh, my gosh. I used to have a car with a tape player. I miss that.
Oh, dang.
Miss my tape player. Could you imagine having an 8-track player in your car?
That would have been awesome. I'm sure someone still does.
I feel like nowadays, now that everything is coming back, that some kids are going to be starting to put record players in their car. Not sure how that's going to work out for you.
I want the full record. I need one of those in my car.
Yeah, big old 45. Just slap that on there and watch it skip every time you hit a pothole.
Yep, which you'd hit a lot of those around here.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's the Brunch Time Podcast. It's all brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb. You can check out this podcast and more at 983thecoast.com or download the brand new Coast app. You can get it for free.
It's super new, super fancy.
Yeah, a lot of things in there, including not only the podcast, but also checking out all kinds of cool stuff like contests and more. So download it. If you already downloaded it, just update it, and you'll be surprised at what you see. But we'll be back with another Brunch Time Podcast on Monday, so have a good weekend.